You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Well, the cover story this week is the worst gig ever. Two musicians from around town sharing tales of woe from the road. Good to see you, sir. This morning, your inside editorial piece is a look at what a blur and what a fun blur and good times were had from last weekend through this week. A lot going on,
locally,
and even we all kind of shared the thought that maybe things were kind of evening out for Mr. Trump and some good decisions were being made, and that made people a bit more comfortable. It seems that since Steve Bannon has left, Donnie John's got a better attitude. Maybe.
But he still has that impulsive thing in the UN speech yesterday.
Rocket Man needs to stop.
Rocket Man. And then the other thing was, we're going to destroy North Korea, which is, it's not an idle threat when you come in front of the UN and talk about things like that. That's men, women, and children. And
well, that's not,
you don't say that lightly.
Well, and that's one of those things that you say that you have to go to the next steps to think that through. If you destroyed, that country, or that part of it, you also destroy South Korea.
Yeah, it's in and, parts and, of China and yeah. Japan and everything. It's just not a good strategy.
It's not just kind of a toss-off comment. But it was a good week in this town for the Tigers and for the Redbirds and those positive things. And there was just all kind of stuff going on.
Cooper Young, and then you had...
which is now called Koyo, you're
Koyo,
told?
Koyo, that's what I've heard.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, it's like the New York neighborhoods, Soho, Koyo.
Were you guessing, or is this an actual fact, that 37,000 wind chimes were sold?
37,417 wind chimes were sold.
How do you know that?
I made that up.
Okay.
Cooper Young Festival had 130,000 folks show up, apparently.
Is that a record? That's a lot.
No, it's a pretty average year, I think.
Really? My goodness.
Yeah, and they have, I live sort of close by, and I rode down on my bike early in the day and sort of coasted through the vendors setting up, and it was pretty astonishing how many folks they have down there.
It was hot, too, and the Tigers won their ball game, and it was...
And then it filled up even more.
A long day, and then we had Bruno Mars on Sunday night,
yep.
Steve Miller on Friday night, so it was a good, positive weekend in town, and nothing bad happened, and St. Louis was having bad times. We had good times, so we'll take those good times.
Let's keep that up for as long as you can.
And the last paragraph here is laugh out loud funny.
It's in print. I don't know if it works on the radio.
It might not.
You do it.
Well,
I just don't think I can do it. Well, here we go.
We all hate that text on your phone that changes words.
Yes.
It's maddening. So your last paragraph.
Sad news. I've just heard that the bloke, this is an English writer, just heard that the bloke who invented predictive text has pissed away. His fun fair is next monkey. So.
Now give it some thought, see, and that works.
Yeah, funeral is next month.
Pissed should have been passed,
yeah.
And monkey should have been Monday.
And funfair should have been funeral.
But the text was...
Predictive.
See? You got to pay attention, people.
I bet people right now in their cars are pulling over trying to stop laughing hard.
They are guffawing,
laughing.
Is my guess.
And then, the other one I love was that, Ted Cruz got... busted for porn, which we may have talked about last week. But
I don't know.
Andy Borowitz said that the porn industry was irrevocably damaged by association with Ted Cruz, which I thought was...
He denies it was one of his staffers.
It was his staff.
Who cares about Ted Cruz anyway? I wish he would just blow away like dust.
Ever since his father killed Castro, I think it's been downhill.
Yeah, he's had a rough life. Over to the flyby page, which encompasses local news and affairs. This hotel in Overton Square is a good thing. what do you know about it?
Well, I know we've needed one, and we had one there for a while, the French Quarter Inn, I think it was called. And then the Ballet Theater moved in and has built this magnificent edifice there.
Right.
So this would be sort of a catty corner there next to Overton Square, across from the theater playhouse on the square, and it would be 100 rooms, quote, boutique hotel. They'd have to build a garage. They're planning to pay workers around $23,000 a year, which is about $11 an hour. So there's some flack on that from some folks. But
well, then
also,
don't work. You know, find something else to do.
Anyway, the real controversy, I suppose, is whether to give them tax breaks of some sort. As
well,
seemingly everybody who has a business now wants a tax break. So
yeah.
There's that issue.
Yeah.
Does it pay off in the long run in terms of wages and in terms of tax down the road, or is it worth the benefits to encourage them to build it?
It does seem like that it does even out over time, doesn't it? Or do you disagree?
If they make it work, I mean, a lot of times these things work, and a lot of times you've given them incentives, and then the business fails, and then you've got an empty building, and you've missed out on some tax money.
Well, I can't imagine that location that wouldn't be a fun place.
I would love it. As a Midtowner,
yes.
The idea of having a place for friends and family who visit to stay instead of sleeping on my couch would be great.
Right. So maybe that will – well, the Loebs are – he said, I think one quote was they were 0-7 on their attempts at
this. Is that right?
So this will hopefully work its way through. The Mid-South Coliseum and the Fairgrounds return to conversation. Today, they've gotten 270 different plans offered to them either online or via the mail. And now they're having another open house, if you will, today. I don't want to be a cynic about this, but I mean, October 13th is the official gathering of the important people. Today is a gathering of more folks with more ideas. And perhaps on a positive, optimistic note, there's one someplace that works.
Well, that's the hope that one of these ideas makes sense both for the community and for the building itself and for the fairgrounds. It's all kind of got to be integrated and into whatever all gets put over there. For all we know, we could have a Brooks Museum over there at some point.
Well, that's my next question. What do you make of their discussion about moving? Was it throwing up a flare, or are they serious about it?
They're going to move. I have no doubt about it. I think that this is basically a sort of shot into the air to soften the blow. But I think the discussions have taken place, and I think there are probably several, maybe even a couple hundred folks who know what's going to happen. But digging and trying to find out, but no one's talking.
What is the driving force behind the decision?
It's basically an outdated building. It doesn't have enough room. It doesn't have good storage for the arts. They want to move. They want a big statement building, and I'm not sure where it's going to go.
It is kind of over there in an out-of-the-way place, and it is it's a very, very, nice place to have in this town, but maybe they need a bigger space to move, and they wouldn't mind being out of the way of some of the parking messes and discussions.
It is, I don't know that parking is their great concern, but it is a cramped, and the building has, Fred Keppel actually wrote for us this week about that building and the add-ons that have gone on, and it's had three, I think, and it's kind of a mishmash of architectural styles, and the space is not ideal. So
it's time to.
I think it's probably. I think the board has decided it's time to move on, and now they're just softening the blow by saying we're thinking about it.
Okay. So the new flyer is out. Bruce Van Weingarten is our guest. He's the editor of this magazine. Politics by Jackson Baker. This caught me off guard because Shea Flynn tells me most everything.
He won't tell you.
And this implies, indicates, infers that he may be running for the county mayor's job. Where did Jackson find that?
Jackson was privy to a poll that was commissioned to.
A phone poll?
I'm not sure how it was conducted, internet or poll or probably phone. And the inference he had was that Shea was basically somewhat behind this thing, sort of a feeler poll. He said he hadn't heard back from Shea. I guess he'd called him. But it's certainly not outside the realm of possibility, and he'd be a good mayor, I suspect.
I think so, too. I just wonder if he wants to mess with it because he saw
politics. He's got that radio career and the other part-time job he has over there, with the chamber.
This would require working, though, and I'm not sure
that I'm saying. Dealing with all kinds of assholes.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say that on the air?
No, that's
did I
fine.
Say that out loud?
No, there's assholes galore.
Yeah.
He'd be knee deep in them.
Yep.
But
he would be running against if he won the primary, he'd be running probably against Terry Rowland, which would be a spectacular contest.
Oh my. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be awesome.
I'll have to formulate comments for that later at a more appropriate time and place. Then more comment about the Brooks and the observations on that. Just as long as they don't leave the city, we're cool, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's been talk about maybe a place downtown or Shelby Farms, I've heard, although that seems not exactly. I don't know. That may be the place they go.
I don't know. The feature piece this week, worst gig ever from various local musician types.
We've been doing this now for a couple of years where we just, the stories accumulate and the music writers just write them down and then they release them all in one issue. There's some pretty funny stuff in here. I can't recount them all, but the Grifters, Panther Burns, Booker T. Jones, Marco Pave, the Dead Soldiers, my favorite band name, Josephus, and the George Jonestown Massacre all talk about their adventures on the road.
The woes of being in the rock and roll life.
Yeah.
So all that is coming up. Plus in here, there are listings of every freaking festival. And there are,
Lord have mercy.
There are three fairs this year. Why do we need a Bluff City Fair at Tiger Lane?
Did they buy an ad? If they did, we definitely need it.
Yeah, yes, a good point.
Thank you.
Well said.
Mid-South Fair. Yeah, we
that
love
start
those guys.
That starts today. Yeah. Man, yeah. I'm going to tonight.
And then you've got a Mempho Fest, Music Fest coming.
Wait a minute. Let's not undersell the Mid-South Fair.
They have a
petting zoo. They have the Fearless Flores family. I don't know what they do.
They have
the World of Wolves. They have pig races.
They have the whole World of Wolves?
That's what it says.
Jeez.
They got pig races. They should combine the wolves and the pigs and have
that
a massacre.
Pigs would run a lot faster.
A tiger encounter where the tiger will eat your children.
Maybe it's Tiger Woods.
And the Frontier Village. So I think I'm in. It's down there in South Haven, so I don't see why
I'm
not.
Down. That's right next door to you, probably.
We'll be there. Don't worry.
We got a burger festival. We got the two handsomest men in the world, Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt, coming to town.
They are. What a great combination that is.
I'm going to go to that.
I love those guys. And there's a burger fest.
Tequila fest.
Where's that?
Well, that's on page 32. That's actually ours.
So someone's going
go
to die.
That.
Someone's going to die this
King
this
Biscuit
holiday
Festival, Blues Festival.
Farm
Man, there's
Fest.
There's so much.
Farm Fest.
Crazy.
At Laughlin Yard. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Indy
and
Memphis
all
film
of it.
Thing. Yeah.
Everything.
Coolness.
Now, the best of issue is next
week.
Next week,
we'll be talking about it at length. I may bring you something.
Okay.
Breakfast.
Okay.
Well, you know,
why? Just because you're nice?
Yeah, just because I'm nice. And, you know, I heard you might be in it.
That'd be the first time.
Yep.
Well, thank you. And
thank
best
you.
To your so Shay Flynn's going to run for mayor.
No, don't say that.
And I just had these incredible visions of a Shay Flynn, Terry Rowland competition for mayor.
God,
that would give us copy and content for weeks
love
on
it,
end.
Love it. Oh, man. Come on, Shay.
Do it, Shay.
Step it up.
Shay, he don't want to do that. I'm going to have a little talk with him. Thank you, Bruce Van Weingarten. We'll be back with a break in a minute. I got to push these buttons and make this stuff work.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.